Victorian bill targeting red unions framed as crackdown on hate groups. The Victorian government is defending its new bill targeting alternative unions by framing the legislation as a necessary measure to crack down on neo-Nazi and hate groups. On August 12, Victorian Labour Premier Ben Carroll introduced the Association's Incorporation Reform Amendment Bill 2026 against what he calls fake unions. The change would mean alternative unions must register as incorporated associations rather than unions, and the state would be given the power to shut them down. Labour maintains the bill closes a legislative loophole while stripping legitimacy and financial structuring benefits from fringe or extremist groups, such as neo-Nazi groups. If you're calling yourself a union, you should have to act like one, Premier Carroll said. Workers deserve a union that actually fights for them, not one that takes their money and leaves them exposed. Hate groups don't get to dress themselves up as legitimate community organizations, and this is one of the many actions we've taken to stamp out hate in Victoria. Groups criticize Bill's duality. However, the Red Union and external advocacy groups have condemned the legislation, arguing that the inclusion of anti-Semitism and hate group provisions is a political tactic. The Red Union operates as a workers' union but refrains from party politics, unlike traditional unions which have often been affiliated with Labour. Red Union spokesman Edward Schiller told the Epoch Times that his organization was being targeted because it is apolitical and does not fund political parties. Labour has also claimed its proposed bill will crack down on anti-Semitism and hate by preventing neo-Nazi groups from incorporating. But Schiller believes there is deception in the duality. The hate group's provision in the bill is just a cynical political wedge, he said. It's the oldest trick in the book. They put two unrelated things in one bill to threaten those who oppose it with being in favor of hate groups incorporating. The Australian Jewish Association also condemned the bill, saying the government was leveraging the community for political gain. The stated aim of this bill is to shut down independent unions which are not affiliated with the Labour Party, so it came as a surprise to us that the government was invoking anti-Semitism to try and pass it, AJ CEO Robert Gregory said. The hate group's component of this bill seems to lump nurses and teachers in with terrorists and neo-Nazis. This sort of rhetoric is deeply divisive within our community. Gregory added that many Jewish workers were represented by the Red Union because they left traditional unions due to the political activism within them. Frontline workers, including nurses, teachers, and police officers, are increasingly joining us because we focus on them, not politics, Schiller said. We focus on delivering them the most affordable and contactable union in the country, and we can do all that because we don't fund political parties.